This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, the Cowboys have opened as 4.5-point dogs to the San Francisco 49ers. The Niners are favored by 4.5. Michael Gallup, Cowboys wide receiver, was on Freddie and Fitzsimmons talking about the rematch with the Niners.
Oh, it's big time. It's big time. We've been waiting on that all year. So we finally get the chance to do it. So we got to go out there and, you know, make some plays, make it happen. But definitely blessed to be in this situation.
Dallas primed for a Super Bowl run, Key?
Okay, bulletin board material. We've been waiting for it to happen.
What's that?
No, just hearing about the matchup with the 49ers.
Oh, I was just thinking of 4.5, and I was going to ask, is that that's because of the money, right? That means money's coming in betting
yeah.
on
yeah,
they're
betting
trying
on to get 49ers.
Equal
yeah.
action
yeah.
on both sides of it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not the real matchup. I don't know that the 49ers are going to pounce all over the Cowboys just because the money's rolling in favor of the 49ers. The 49ers certainly has a team that is looks like a Super Bowl caliber team, but much like the young man who called in a minute ago says, we don't know if time goes by and it gets closer to the Super Bowl and more playoff victories, the speed of the game gets faster. Sometimes players turn into pumpkins, and we don't know what Brock Purdy's going to be, right? What if all of a sudden he starts to – things just look different? And when you got Michael Parsons and company bearing down on you, he turns in to a guy that looks like it's too big for him. He hasn't shown that yet in the several games that he's played in. But you just never know. But this probably is going to be the game of the week in terms of game of the weekend. Because Cincinnati, Buffalo will be fine. But I think the anticipation is this San Francisco, Dallas Cowboy, 80s, 90s matchup playoffs. This is going to relive all of those great moments. You think about all the great players that played on both these teams, Candlestick Park, all of that sort of stuff.
So coaching matchup, I trust Kyle Shanahan more. Running matchup, I trust CMC a little bit. Well, I don't know. Tony Pollard, yeah.
I like CMC.
I don't know. That may be a wash.
See, I don't know.
That may be a wash.
You know, you said coaching. I don't know that I trust Kyle Shanahan more than I trust Mike McCarthy because Mike McCarthy and company did a hell of a job last night.
Also, he's won a Super Bowl. Shanahan hasn't.
Yeah.
Right. I was going to get there, though, too, Max. I was going to say.
So you trust Mike McCarthy more?
One dude blew a lead in the Super Bowl.
Hold on.
As an offensive coordinator.
So in this individual matchup, you're telling me that you trust Mike McCarthy more. That's what you're saying.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said
it's
I
one
don't
thing to
know.
Pose the argument.
I don't
it's one
know.
Thing to pose the argument. It's another thing to lean into it and say, I trust Mike McCarthy. So,
but I'm not going to lean into it.
Well, I'm asking you to lean into it. Make a choice.
No, I'm not leaning into anything.
Why can't you just make a choice?
Yeah, lean.
Who are you taking,
lean one
Kyle
way or
Shanahan
another.
Or Mike McCarthy?
You need to
you
lean.
You're going to take Kyle Shanahan. Stop. Max, you're going to take Kyle Shanahan,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I'm taking Shanahan
Thank
over
you.
McCarthy
so stop
all
posing
day.
Me
all
no,
day.
I don't
the
know that. I don't know that.
All right,
I don't know that.
I'll wait for you to talk yourself into Mike McCarthy. All right, quarterback, you taking Dak Prescott or Brock Purdy?
I'm taking Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott.
That's Dak Prescott.
Defense, yeah. Who you taking, Key? Cowboys or Niners?
Probably going to take the Niners defense.
Top to bottom.
A little more consistent.
The Niners, but like Micah makes it close.
All right, so that's 2-1.
But they got Bosa on the other end, too,
but
though.
Bosa's not Micah Parsons.
Okay, and full you offense, act like Bosa's weapons top of offense, liver, whose offense you taking? Hmm? Weapons on offense, whose offense you taking?
Niners.
Different style.
Very different style, but which style do you think is more conducive to winning?
I'm gonna probably mess around with the Cowboys.
So even if that's key with yours, like 3-2, it still favors the 49ers, right? To a degree.
Put it this way,
Jay.
Or it sounds dead even.
I know what I'm not taking. I know what I'm not taking.
What are you not taking?
What are you not taking?
That damn kicker.
Yeah.
He's staying in Dallas.
So wait.
He ain't going to San Francisco with me.
Thank you for circling it all around, Key, because if we're sitting up here saying, hey, it looks kind of even, if it comes down to coming off what we've seen the last game, if it comes to Mar, like, that's going to make it really intriguing and interesting.
No, not at all.
I would take Bill Mar before I took this game.
Bill Mar. Hey, man, you know what's so funny?
Yeah.
Pat, our producer on our show, he handles the social media for the show. And he tweeted out one of the things I said about Tom Brady, that I wouldn't want Tom Brady right now, you know, based on his ability. So he tweeted out, I probably wouldn't want Tom Brady. And then he put at Keyshawn, says that there is no perfect landing spot for TB12, hashtag KJM. And I got this because Dan Orlovsky sent it to me via text and started laughing.
So that's how they get you, kid. Is give the quote. They don't give all the context about.
By the way, I can care less about that. That's a perfectly straightforward statement.
But it has the video, so you hear what I'm saying. Yeah, because
people don't
see.
Just to let you know, social media people don't listen to the video. People react to the headline.
But it's just
the caption. So just to get clear, what you said was, given where Tom Brady is right now, there's no perfect situation for him, right? Is that
exactly?
What you said?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. But the funny thing is, I just started doing our break. I'm like, let me read some of this stuff. So I'm reading
the responses
or whatever, huh?
Stay off Twitter, like you told me.
Dude, I'm in the break and had nothing to do.
He is addicted to social media, as you know.
I wanted to get blanks and giggles, you know.
All right.
And one guy goes, early signs of CTE. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with people, man?
Hey,
on the social media.
Hey, yo.
And then a guy goes, he says, strong O-line, running game, defense, tight ends, and plenty of cap space. Ravens instead of Lamar. Like, it's just the hilarious stuff. There's literally three teams expected to go after Brady. Laugh out, blankety blank. Fins, Raiders, and Bucks. Yeah, I never said that there wasn't teams going after
you know
Brady.
You know what, Key? I'm so glad. Let's stay right on that one. People's reading comprehension, their comprehension is extremely low. Either that or they spend no time reading specifically. In other words, what this person responding to, they get the basic gist. Keyshawn somehow negative Tom Brady. So they respond, oh, you're stupid. Tom Brady positive. Hey, dum-dum. Keyshawn said there's no perfect landing spot. He never said no one's interested.
But Max,
here's the last one, though, Jay.
Yes.
Most of the time, it's not that. Most of the time, it's people just literally looking at the headline, but what are you talking about? And just reacting.
No, but that's the comprehension of that headline. He responded to something he never said. That's what I'm saying. His basic impression is negative. No, positive.
Here's the last one.
Yeah.
That's another of many indicators that your football IQ is less than zero.
What?
I'm like, oh, okay. I wish I was one of those dudes to respond back. It's the funniest thing
ever. Do you know why social media is the way it is?
My football IQ is low.
There's a very easy reason, like why people talk wild on social media. There is low to no cost for most people. If you do anything and you say, hey, the cost for this is nothing or very little, people will take advantage of that. If it doesn't cost them anything, there's no price to pay.
But it's just, you're an idiot.
That's what people do.
Can I just tell you that?
Funny.
So
I love it,
the
though.
The quote, I probably wouldn't want Tom Brady, at Keyshawn says, there is no perfect landing spot for TB12. Like, if I just saw the top part of that, I'd be like, what do you mean?
But why don't you, Jay, explain to me, because I don't, you know, I'm not a big social media guy, but explain to me, there's a video there that our show, and it has the play button. Why wouldn't you click it and look at what happened? Why don't they do that? Too much time?
A lot of times for other people, not me, they're too busy scrolling.
Yeah.
Like, they're too busy scrolling. So, like, I don't want to take 13 seconds of my day to actually watch a video.
Right, Key.
Like, I'm just reacting to the headline that I see, and I'm just grouping the headline and everything else, headlines I know about Keyshawn Johnson.
Key, it's so low cost, social media. So that's the reason people have bad behavior on social media. It's so low cost that even the cost of spending 20 extra seconds on something before you respond, it's too expensive for them.
But we put it up for people to be able to see the video.
That's not how that person
sees the video. It's the same thing with lists, though. Why do we put up so many lists? Like, lists just – it really elicits reactions and emotions from people.
Yeah, but hold on, Key. You think that makes it a successful social media post? Like, people – this happens with op-eds in major newspapers and stuff, right? Like, they have some idiotic op – it's, like, really idiotic. And they don't care that it's idiotic, even in well-respected publications, because it gets clicks. It gets attention.
But this
attention.
Isn't
that's
idiotic. This is factual, what I say.
No, right. In your case, I'm saying that's the dynamic. That's the in your case, that's the phenomenon.
Call you idiotic. Yeah,
you wrote something. You said something that's
yes.
perfectly reasonable.
Yes.
The person's not responding to what you said. The person's responding to the basic feeling they got from Keyshawn negative Brady. They don't want to hear the specifics of why it's negative. They just want to respond to that. So everyone who thinks, no, Brady positive, is going to come at you now.
What a great social media breakdown.
I'm so glad that I work with two social media experts to be able to dial me in.
Two?
You and Max.
Max is an expert.
What's a social media?
Well, I mean, the stuff, you know, the Twitters and all that stuff. To give me an understanding of why. Because really, to me, I'm like, if I look at things, I'm going to click it. Because I want to hear what's going on. I want to see it. You know how, Jay, when we go back and forth on our group text, I want to see something.
Yeah.
It could be something from People Magazine that got a video. I want to see what's going on. How are they lounging on the yacht? Who is he
how
with?
Are they
Who is she with? I want to see it. That's just me, Max. I just thought it was interesting that Pat put that out there and Dan got it and sent it to me because Dan Orlowski goes, well, you're not wrong.
You know, people in the previous generation who were like, oh, my
we're
God,
building.
These kids have no attention span. This is ridiculous. Look what TV has done to kids' attention span. Sesame Street and MTV, like all that, like quick cut TV. No one, they couldn't even imagine social media scrolling. And it's happened to me. It shoots your attention span to hell. People do not have the discipline even to sit there for an extra 10 seconds anymore. What else will Pat tweet out?
Brady should sign for all 38 teams now.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Yates in his bag.
You know anything about that, Max?
Come on, man. Who are you talking to?
You ready to play that after the Cowboys lose, huh?
Back to reality. When they used this in what was it? In Belly?
Belly. This is in Belly.
Oh.
This is when they showed him in the club.
Yeah,
and
in the eyes and everything.
Eyes,
yeah.
And I was like, yo, I feel like that should be me.
Yeah.
That should be me, yo.
I like in Belly how you saw his crib and it was real fresh until you saw Jamaican dude's crib, right? You're like, oh.
If I play this for my kids, they claim I'm old.
Well, it's unbelievable to me.
They just like, what is that? They wanna listen to something. I have no idea what the people saying.
Like I'm now at the age where I can't hear that something sounds old. To me it just sounds fresh. Like if it's dropped right now, I think it's fresh.
Man, it's super fresh, man. Whew, all right.
Keyshawn J. Will Max on ESPN Radio. What do you need? All right. Guys, we've been into the Cowboys and Bucks and a little bit with the Giants and Lamar and the Raiders. Today, heavy. Obviously, the big game last night. Lamar's social media post and all of that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. People have wanted to weigh in on these various topics. I think we could probably sneak a call or two in here right now.
Let's do it.
Douglas in Michigan. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What you got?
What's up, Dougie Fresh?
Good morning. Good morning. How's it going, gentlemen?
What you got, Doug?
First off, you got to love the keyboard warriors. Keyshawn, the same guys that are telling you you have no IQ when it comes to football, the same guys that are going to be waiting outside of a urinal for an autograph.
Yeah,
100%. Mm-hmm. I just think we just have fun on the show. That's all. I don't take it personal.
You're trash, Keyshawn. Can I have your autograph?
Yeah. I don't take it personal, Dougie. But, what can we do for you?
So walk with me on this one, okay? So I do have a team that Tom Brady, I feel, would fit with. Where did he go to college?
Michigan.
He went to the University of Michigan. What team is on the up and coming that has a top five offensive line, has two good running backs, one you do have to sign them, has good young star receivers on the up and coming?
Is he better than Goff right now?
No.
And he would be better than Goff
right now.
Is he
better
than
Zach Douglas? Are you sure he's better? Goff looked pretty good this year. It's not like Goff has never been.
Dude,
Goff
that
is
coaching
in his prime.
Staff, that
he's
coaching
been to a couple
staff.
Pro Bowls. He's been to a Super Bowl. And Keith, correct me if I'm like, to eyeball test. How did Goff
No,
look to
Doug,
you?
I'm good. I like Tom Brady, and we dare say anything negative about terrific Tom. 10 Super Bowl appearances, 7 championships. Going to walk into the Hall of Fame the day he retires. They're going to reduce it down to 24 hours, and he gets in. I get all that. But he's not better than
legacy,
Jared Goff.
Though.
He's not better
Detroit
than Jared Goff
starving.
Right now.
Now Detroit not, is starving for yeah. a playoff win.
Yeah, I get it, but Jared
so,
Goff is
you
on
know the
up
legacy
and up.
Going back to Michigan where he's a hero in college.
You know what? Let's think about this carefully for a second about Detroit. I think it is interesting for this reason, Key. Right now, we feel not so great about Tom Brady based on last night. He really didn't have an O-line. And Goff is good. Goff's had a really good year. Are we sure it's the playoffs now? You're Detroit. You wouldn't rather have a protected Tom Brady with weapons than Goff? Are we sure about
that?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay, that tells you what people are thinking
I'm 100% sure for where I want my organization in Detroit to go, and it ain't backwards. We're moving forward. Why would I disrupt what we're trying to do by speeding up the clock by getting Tom Brady?
Because a year or two ago, he'd take Tom Brady.
But I don't believe that the league is moving towards statue quarterbacks. I mean, Jared Goff is still mobile. He can get out of harm's way.
You know, one of the things that affected
he can still get out of the way.
Yeah, one of the things that affected Carmelo Anthony in terms of position in the NBA was that not just that, you get a little older and you decline a little, that the league changed apparently suddenly from under his feet, right? So it's not just that he got older, but, oh, my God, now if you need to either be able to catch and shoot the three or you need to be able to defend. But if you just have, like, an overall game and you're not the primary scoring option, you can't do those other things, it's a problem, right?
Literally.
And that's the same thing with Brady. Like, as he's getting older, the league has changed at the
Man,
position.
Man, literally, out of 32 teams, think about it. Out of 32 teams, there's two quarterbacks with gravy boots, Tom Brady and Mac Jones.
And Mac Jones may not be a starter next year.
That's
Mac Jones may not be a starter next year, and maybe Tom Brady will be
every home. Single that quarterback that I could think of in the National Football League can get out of harm's way.
In fact, guys
every
like,
last one.
In fact, guys like Kirk Cousins, even who are not statues, you
he can get out of the way though.
But you still look at him and you go, you know what? Given his size, you'd like him to be a little faster.
No, but he can get out of the way.
But Key, at that last play, why did he go underneath the whole thing? Because Dexter Lawrence had him, right? Like, at that size, when you aren't fast, like, you got to be able to move. Even my point is not that you're wrong. It's that even Kirk Cousins is on the cusp of us saying, you know what? You need a little more athletic ability.
Tom Brady moves more like Matt Ryan than he moves like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. And Kirk Cousins ain't exactly Lamar Jackson.
But think about the quarterbacks that you just said. Matt Ryan. And then I said Mac Jones.
That's my point.
And we said Tom Brady. And Kirk Cousins.
It feels like a generation that's
now
off.
if I go from Buffalo to Miami in the New York Jets with their young quarterback and Zach Wilson, even though he's probably not the starter, all those dudes can move around. Everybody can move around. And then if you go to San Francisco, those guys can move around. Then you go to the Chargers, Herbert can move around. I mean, like, all quarterbacks got to be able to move.
We got about 2.5 minutes. Let's do a little lightning round of calls here. Robert in Vegas, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Oh, I'm in, finally. Thanks, fellas. Good morning, Keyshawn.
What's happening?
Oh, man, I just want to get real quick to the Lamar Jackson situation. You were spot on at the beginning of the season when you said, and a bunch of OG NFL players said it, he should not have suited up without getting that deal done. That is, it falls down. I love Lamar Jackson, love what he brings to the table, but he shouldn't have played this season at all without getting that deal done. And lastly, when you go out, play that Taps music for Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, because, hey, it's over. Bury those guys and bring Lamar Jackson to the Raiders.
Said Rodgers, it's over for Rodgers too, not just Brady. I don't think it's over for Rodgers. It might be over for Brady.
Either one of them.
Hey, Tim in Kentucky, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Timmy in Kentucky.
Bernard in Washington, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN
Radio.
Yeah, we get
a lot of Washington calls.
Bernard in Washington.
Or not. Bernard in Washington.
Hey,
come on, Max, find a caller. What the heck?
I'm trying the callers,
man.
I don't control the phone lines.
Max,
see,
Max can't
I don't have
find
any
the callers,
here.
Jay.
Here are my hands. Shannon, we have callers or not? Do you want me to get to somebody? Brandon in New Jersey. Try this one more time.
Jersey,
hey,
come through.
There we go. Hey, how's it going? I just want to say I heard that guy with the Detroit Lions and Tom Brady. He's going to Vegas. Darren Waller, Gronk's coming out of retirement. It's going to be great. They got the short white receiver from Walmart and Renfro. He's going to Vegas.
Short white receiver for Walmart.
Gronk is hosting festivals in Vegas. Welcome.
I was just, when he said Gronk in Vegas, Gronk I'm in like, Vegas. That's not a good mix.
Well, I mean, Josh McDaniels is the out, right? So you look at the Raiders, you look at the Patriots, and I would say you look at the Jets. Those would be three realistic landing spots.
I don't know. See, the Raiders' defense is not good.
No, that's right. No, there's no.
And their offensive line is terrible.
A wise man said recently, there is no perfect spot for Brady. But that doesn't mean that there's no spot at all.
No, there is spots.
Right, just not perfect.
But why would I want to go? I could stay in Tampa.
Look, real or not real? Let's do it like that, okay? Landing spots for Brady. Real or not real?
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Key, would you want Tom Brady next season?
I probably wouldn't want Tom Brady because I don't have the things that he needs, which is protection, which is top flight receivers, which is a strong running game and a dominant defense and an offensive line that can protect him. I probably wouldn't want him because I don't have all those things.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And what's really enlightening, like it illuminates where everybody is right now after last night and after this season, but especially after last night with that fresh in your mind, is a caller called in last segment and asked Key or made the comment, Detroit, you know, Tom Brady played college ball at Michigan, da-da-da. But then I asked Key, Tom Brady or Jared Goff right there right now. For that organization right now, Jared Goff. How many organizations right now who have the things that Key points out they need for Tom Brady, protection and a defense, all this, really would want to go in that direction. Maybe the Raiders, the Jets, you would think.
But Raiders don't have any of that.
Maybe they don't have that. But right. But you're just saying, okay, like, that. But the Raiders
no
might want him.
Situation out there.
But there's no perfect situation. We'll say that. But the Raiders might want him, and they have Josh McDaniels. Is
yeah, they can have him.
The Jets make a lot of sense.
Jets make the most sense of any team.
I agree. The Patriots or the Dolphins. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. As I mentioned, it's time to play Real or Not Real. Realistic landing spots for Tom Brady. Yeah, Shannon.
All right, guys. Realistic landing spots for Tom Brady. Key, I will start with you. The San Francisco 49ers, real or not real, as an option for Tom Brady?
Okay.
real or not real?
It makes you think.
It is not real, but it could be a realistic landing spot, but it's not real because they got three quarterbacks that they have to deal with. But if you put if you just took Brock Purdy out and you put Tom Brady in, I'd roll with that all day long, but it's not real. It's not going to happen, so it's not real.
How do we know it may not happen?
I don't know that it's not, Jay. I'm just saying, though.
It doesn't seem likely.
Like, it doesn't seem logically like that would even make
now,
sense.
Now, what about the fact that he's from that area?
I get all that. Yeah. But if Shanahan decided to say, Trey Lance, I gave up everything for. So here's what could happen. If you wanted to just do it for the sake of doing it with our heads and – you can trade Trey Lance, right? Get some picks.
Continue
to build a roster. Move Brock Purdy behind Tom Brady. Tell Tom you got 2 years. Let Jimmy G walk. Brock Purdy takes over in a couple years. And Tom Brady got a good defense, got a good offensive line, Christian McCaffrey, all of that. And you could go on and probably win a couple Super Bowls if you wanted to take that chance.
That's what I'm saying, Key. Like, to me, like, you're not going to keep Jimmy G around anyway. Like, Trey Lance – not sure with the system, even though he's super talented, but to get two chips with CMC being healthy during that time and Debo, I mean, what gives you the best odds to get chips quick?
We're throwing around two chips like it's no – if you could –
I know, but, you know.
If you could chip up one time with Tom Brady, you would do it, I would
think. See how things pan out this year with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I think
San Francisco – I mean, but it's not real. That's why.
It's not real.
It's not going to happen.
But I can't rule it out. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't rule it out either, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
All right, next up, Key, real or not real, looking at realistic landing spots for Tom Brady, the New England Patriots, real or not real?
Oh, New England. Oh, you threw me for a loop.
Yeah, absolutely.
New England on our board.
Yeah. Got to be flexible.
Not real. Not real at all. I don't think Tom Brady wants to revisit New England. New England doesn't have the pieces, skill position-wise or protection-wise, that helps him where he needs to be. I don't see it at all. He left that for a reason.
Yeah, I don't see it being real either. I mean, which as great as Bill Belichick is, I see Tom Brady at this point of his career doing it his way, and that's not going to be the Bill Belichick way again.
Yeah, I'm agreed.
All right, real or not real, looking at the next team on the list, Key, the Las Vegas Raiders, real or not real as a realistic landing spot for Tom Brady.
If Tom Brady does not retire, it's realistic and it's real. It's as real as it gets. You know, relationship with Josh McDaniels. They've done a lot of amazing things together. The general manager comes over from New England. I'm sure he has a relationship with Tom. They got Devontae Adams at the receiver position. I don't know what they do with Jock Jacobs at the running back position. The offensive line is a question mark, and the defense is, but it's real.
I would say it's real, but I keep coming back to the question is their own line isn't great. There's a lot of, their defense isn't great. It's not a turnkey situation. I know there isn't one out there, but still, it just feels like there's a lot of unknowns there.
I want to say it's real because they need a quarterback and they do have his OC, you know, as the head coach. So I'll say we're asking if it's a realistic landing
spot. Real,
I think it's realistic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. I don't think he'll do it, but it is.
All right, moving on here. Real or not real, looking at landing spots for Tom Brady. Key, what about the Tennessee Titans?
It's real. I don't know, again, if they have the personnel that he needs. He's got to have tight end, got to have an offensive line, got to have a defense, got to have a strong running game, got to have receivers. I don't know that they have all of that right now as it lands today. Now, free agency comes. They may want to spend some money, make some trades, and get that. But the relationship with his ex-teammate and Mike Vrabel, it could work out that way.
Yeah, Tennessee was the first team I thought about from the beginning. I think it's real because of the running game and seeing the lack thereof running game that he has in Tampa and a relationship with Vrabel. Like, I see that as being a feasible option. I mean, we talked last year about Aaron Rodgers buying a home in Nashville and how he was looking at Tennessee potentially. Why wouldn't that be the same case for Brady?
Agreed. Although it does have a little bit of Colts, Phillip Rivers, Matt Ryan, et cetera vibes, but I would say agree. I think it's real.
So you're saying he's old?
Very.
He's 46, 45.
Oh, no, we're not doing that again with Max with someone's age. All right, moving on. Real or not real? Key, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is that a realistic option for Tom Brady next year?
Yeah, it's realistic. He's their quarterback right now, so until his contract expires, they can always talk to him. And I'm sure the general manager is doing everything to convince him to come back for one more run.
Yeah. You know, I would say it's real. And also, yeah, I think if you're Tom Brady, like, what is my O-line going to look like next year if everybody comes back and they're healthy? Because Ryan Jensen, for missing the whole season, looked pretty damn good last night.
Agreed. Mainly for what Key said, though. Like, you're already there. It's not that hard. If you want to stay, hey, we're going to change this and this, and he can stay.
Yeah. And here's $40 million.
Yeah.
All right, a couple more here. Keyshawn, I'll start with you. The Miami Dolphins, real or not real, as a realistic landing spot for Tom Brady next season?
I don't know that it's a realistic landing spot. Not real. I think it was real when the rumors were swirling with Tom Brady and Sean Payton, but I think that boat has sailed.
I'll say it's real just because I don't know what the status of Tua is. I mean, three concussions. If you're talking about retirement, I pray and I hope not for him. But if they're worried about, you know, his durability long term, Mike McDaniel comes from the Kyle Shanahan tree offensively, what that could look like, South Florida, if his family is down around that way. I know they were building a house down that way. Could answer a lot of problems.
Of course it's real. I mean, like, they're on a boat all of a sudden, you know, and now Tua, there's an issue at quarterback, even though he played well, uncertain about the future. And also, bringing in Brady doesn't necessarily end the whole Tua thing. If you need to take a year to evaluate, et cetera, hey, we're going to do this right now, give him a little rest, see what we have going forward. Like, it provides you a lot of flexibility. I got to say it's real.
All right, last and certainly not least on this list, Keyshawn, the Pittsburgh Steelers, real or
not real?
Real? Okay, all right, cool. Thanks for playing.
Yeah, it's not real. It's
not real. I don't see that being real.
It's the guy for now.
Yeah, it's a rebuild.
Not real, but man, that'd be interesting.
Perfect for that.
Yeah, not real. Not real.
Buying the Brady Tomlin, none of that? That couldn't work for you guys? No?
What's that? Brady Tomlin?
Brady Tomlin? That couldn't work? No?
I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was 75 when he left. Why would they pick up an 80-year-old? They just had a 75.
Yeah, really the question is, how far has Brady fallen? And
why do we have to label things that way?
What are you talking about? Why? Because that's
he's
what's
46
what
years
is
old.
Interesting this morning
how
is last night going into the game, people still had in mind, yes, Brady looks old, the team looks old, but there's a possibility. What if Brady does it? We'd be having different conversations this morning. But he didn't play very well. And his team got shellacked, and now we're sitting here talking about, I don't know if any team, like how
but
many teams want him, or just
though,
a handful
too, Max,
of teams.
You got to think, even when Brady left New England, there wasn't a ton of suitors.
And there are fewer now than there would be then, right? Are the Buffalo Bills still the team all the preseason, the whole thing? Buffalo Bills, are they still the team to beat in the AFC playoffs?
Hey, Buffalo.
K-Jam.
We're in now. Hey, Buffalo.
We could just keep sitting here going, no, hey.
That's
Buffalo.
The song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know the exact words, but.
Yeah, here we are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Boy, what a day today with the Cowboys and the Bucks and the Lamar talk and the. Shannon, you might want to maximize the Zoom screen instead of the camera. I'm looking at Shannon.
Can I welcome in our guest?
We got Benny the Butcher.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know, rapper and Buffalo Bills native. You know what I mean? What's up, Benny? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning. How y'all feeling today?
Benny the Butcher, Buffalo native, of course, rapper. Everybody knows. See, I heard you with Cool G Rap, right? Am I right or wrong about that?
G-Rap, yeah, I got some old work with G-Rap, man. You know, he's one of the legends, one of the big guys, one of the big dogs.
How are you feeling about your Bills this weekend?
Man, I feel good. I feel good. We haven't been winning the games in the fashion that I'm used to, but that's just been showing me that we know how to win games no matter what. Messy, cute, ugly, in the snow, good weather, bad weather. Just show me that my team know how to go out there and get games.
I know you was nervous down the stretch, though, against Miami. You was spooked. You can't tell me you wasn't.
Yo, OG, you know I was. You know I was. Man, we had some rough games down in the stretch, man. That's reminded me of the one when Minnesota came to Buffalo. And every time we played Miami, that was the third time this year, it always been tough. So we wasn't doubting them coming in. So I definitely was shook at the stretch ended in the game.
Benny, is there any like weird energy because of the last time these two teams played when a situation happened with DeMar Hamlin? Like, do you think anybody's thinking about that, or do you think that's an afterthought now because we're locked into the playoffs?
Well, let's just say I'm around my guys, I'm around the team, and one of the guys on the team said, "This is what we wanted." This is what we wanted.
So what you in real fashion though, Benny? What do you feel though about the real chances? Now you got to get through Cincinnati, and I'm assuming it's going to be Kansas City. I'm picking the Bills to beat Cincinnati at home, and then you go to Atlanta because I'm picking Kansas City in a neutral site, indoors, out of the weather. The whole deal of them really getting to the Super Bowl and playing in Arizona. What do you think those chances really are?
Man, I think those chances are high. And after next week's game, we're gonna show the world that the road to the AFC Championship is through us. And I just believe chances is high, man. Trey White, he's back. He's back no matter what. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know people may doubt him, but he's officially 100% back. Hopefully, we should have Micah Hyde. Cook and Singletary, they've been going crazy. They've been doing their job. Man, I just feel good about it. I just feel good about we back home. We got the Bengals at home. I got a feeling that DeMar Hamlin, he gonna make an appearance. So I'm just ready, man. I know the city ready.
Benny the Butcher, rapper and Buffalo native here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yes,
Benny, let's be honest about this though, because we touched on it a little bit earlier. But in the past several years, the way Josh Allen was coming on, the way the team was coming on, right, and then as close as it came last year. It's like you just got to get by Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Now, that game will not be – it'll be at a neutral site if it happens. But how does it feel as a fan of the Bills and the AFC where it used to just be like, let's get past Mahomes? Hasn't done it yet. But now you got Joe Burrow to contend with too. It's got to make it harder, right? Like, it's not just we got to get that guy. Joe Burrow got past Patrick Mahomes. You guys haven't done that yet. What is that like for a Bills fan now to have to contend with both those guys in the conference?
Man, it's rough. I'm not going to lie. It's rough because to me as a fan, I feel like in the NFL, you only get a 3-4 year window. And I'm saying, and you maybe you get lucky and get another window if your last name Brady or something. But man, it's tough, man. Joe Burrow, he's a stud, man. But I was at the game last year, right? And you see how that was. And a Kansas City Chiefs fan told me, next year, we're going to play the same game, and it's going to be in Buffalo. And it may not be in Buffalo, but I'm going to tell you this. I live in Atlanta. Atlanta is red, white, and blue, and is riddled with Buffalo Bills fans. So they got something coming. If Lord willing, we make it to that game, and they come to Atlanta, they're going to see nothing but red, white, and blue. It's going to be a home game for Buffalo. Guaranteed it's going to have that home game feeling.
You know, you mentioned,
I'm ready.
You mentioned red, white, and blue. Key has made this point. Since Hamlin and everything, it's kind of like America's team. Like we say the Cowboys, and they just had this big win. But it does feel like it's like the Bills, everyone's pulling for them. Everyone's
I'm a Bills fan. Told y'all for the month of January, I'm a Bills fan.
Hey, yo, Keyshawn, I'm so happy you said that. I argue with my boy Buff all the time because he a Dallas Cowboys fan. He was calling me all night after they won. I didn't pick up. But I keep trying to tell him that the Bills are America's team, man. We captured the heart of America. So,
I mean, when you think about it, Benny, you know, everything that's transpired over the last several months from the shooting to the snow to what happened to DeMar, just in everything when you look at it, and now you just take the color of the team, right? Red, white, and blue. You just look at everything and you say to yourself, this is the year all of a sudden now the NFL made the rule up that you don't even have to go to Kansas City. You can go to Atlanta if y'all make it to the AFC Championship game. So everything is aligned perfectly for y'all to make it to the Super Bowl, you know, and I'm a bandwagon guy now. Until you get to the Super Bowl, once you get to the Super Bowl, I'm off of y'all. But I'm a bandwagon guy right now, because then once you get to the Super Bowl, you know, if you play the Cowboys, that's gonna be tough.
Oh man, that's gonna be a tough one. But like, I feel like saying like any team playing our best, man, we can beat any team, and I think that Joe Burrow and the rest of those guys, man, I feel like they're looking out for us. Feel like the pressure is on them more so because they got to come into Highmark Stadium, Orchard Park, and they got to do their business. And like you said, the storybook, you know what I mean, is how the stories are set up. All the cards is on our side, man. America's rooting for us. So, man, they going to have a problem coming through there, man. They better be lucky I ain't there, man. I'm going to be there in spirit, though.
As you can see on ESPNU, Benny the Butcher is not only a rapper and a Buffalo native, but the KJM Buffalo Bills correspondent. Tremendous work, Benny.
Yes, sir. I appreciate
senior
you guys.
Senior insider and Bills correspondent. That's yes. Right. Thanks, Benny. Keyshawn,
hey, Buffalo.
ESPN Radio. We got Greeny coming up.
Yeah, I got to go do first take, man. You with me, huh, Jay?
I am. Yeah, I'll see you on the back end.
Got a lot of stuff. This just in at 2 p.m.
Stay off the internet.
Greeny coming up. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern. KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.